come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we are doing your pick of the month. And you chose The Terminator from 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, I'm not surprised that you picked this movie at all. I'm more surprised that it's taken us this long to do it.
I know.
But what finally made you pick this movie?
I don't know. I've been kind of been doing, comedic picks maybe, or kind of off the cuff picks. Like, I feel like with our horror podcast, we kind of pick like movies that aren't so well known.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with action, kind of do that a bit, but I feel like we got to talk about
the heavy hitters.
The heavy hitters too, right? So
yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a good
I always
choice.
Forget that this movie came out in the early 80s. Like,
yeah.
For some reason I thought like it was like 89 or like 88.
Because I think T2 came out in 91.
I think so, yeah.
So there was a pretty big gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between the two. But yeah, I was super stoked that you picked this movie. I love the Terminator franchise as a whole, I'm going to say, but mainly the first two movies are like God tier for me.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the latest one where they brought back Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, but, yeah. I watched it like last year, I think. But yeah, I'd be excited to kind of dive into this franchise a little bit more throughout the episodes in the near future. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm happy that you finally kicked it off for us.
Yep.
All right. Before we talk about this one too much, though, we'll kick off our box office news and boo. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Corona. Probably should have taken a break, but still kind of feeling under the weather a bit. But
are you?
Yeah.
I was searching through my fridge and I found my Orange Monkey's orange cream chocolate.
Nice.
So I'm going to drink that tonight. I'm also not feeling the greatest, so we'll see how this ends up at the end of the night. But all right. And what have you watched since we last spoke?
Oh boy, quite a bit. Because I was sick. Well, the whole family was sick last week.
Yeah.
And then I was sick Thursday, Friday, so didn't go to work. So I went on the movie binge. Like, I didn't feel like playing video games. I didn't feel like reading, really. I just wanted to sit there and just veg out.
Yeah.
So I watched Terrifier 3.
Nice.
Yeah, like I told you, I think I'm an Art fan,
mm-hmm.
Art the Clown fan, but I don't think I'm a Terrifier fan. Like, I like the first one, but I just don't get the appeal for these movies. Like, I just feel like, especially this one, like, even finish it, I don't think, but like, I just feel like this go for the gore factor and like the story, just don't really understand it, didn't really care about it, to be honest. Didn't really like it that much.
That's fair. It's a pretty divided movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch Click randomly. I've watched that in a while. Randomly found this movie, Blue Steel. Just browsing the Criterion channel. I was like, watch this. And it's basically Jamie Lee Curtis plays like a cop, rookie cop, and she ends up shooting a robber, and then the gun gets taken and someone is killing people and using her gun and kind of framing her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right. I watched Frozen 2. I haven't seen that yet, and it was on my list for top grossing movies. That was all right. I randomly threw on G20, the new kind of Amazon Prime direct-to-video movie. It was pretty good. I feel like if you like these kind of Jason Statham, like White House Down, like not great, but just fun movies, I think you'd enjoy it. Continued with my IMDb top 250. I watched Das Boot. It was really fucking good.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
And I was surprised that the director is Wolfgang something. Anyway,
Peterson, isn't it?
he did Poseidon, and like he's like not shitty, but like just not great, like disaster movies, and this guy is like made this movie, like it's crazy to me. And it was 3.5 hours because I only found the director's cut, and honestly, it did not feel like 3.5 hours long.
Did you watch it all in one go?
I did, yeah.
Holy shit,
Yeah.
dude.
actually, maybe I may took like an hour or two break, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Still, though,
no.
that's impressive.
It did feel like 3.5 hours, honestly. Then I watched Companion, because it's on Crave, I believe, up here in Canada. Really fucking liked it. I thought it was really good. Nothing really new, but I just kind of like the acting in it, liked all the characters.
She was awesome.
She was it, yeah.
Sophie
And
Thatcher.
like, I love Jack Quaid as well. Like, The Boys has done him wonders, honestly. Like, he's in so much, and yeah. To continue with IMDb and watch Braveheart, that's a classic, man. Like, this is honestly one of my favorite movies. Like, I can
So
never,
good.
never, this movie can never get sold for me. Then I watched Your Name, which is also on IMDb Top 250. It's an animated movie. It's on Crunchyroll. Really fucking good. One of the best animated movies I've seen.
Really?
Best looking animated movies. Very interesting time or plot. Basically, a guy and a girl switch bodies like randomly throughout the week. And the twist in it is really awesome, and I like the whole plot of it. Definitely recommend it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I watched a decent amount too. This was like a week of also filling up my IMDb top 250 and
Nice.
2025 movies. I watched Rush for the first time.
Oh, that's your first time?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time, I think, last year, I think.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed with it. Then I watched The Prestige, which is just fucking such a great movie.
It is.
Leon the Professional.
Nice.
So all three of those were for the IMDb top 250. I love Leon as well. I think it's so good.
Yeah.
It's such a weird movie though, like because Natalie Portman was like 13 in this movie.
Yeah.
And the way they have her dressed, I was just like, oof, that shit would not fly in this day and age.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, holy, like fucking sheer top spaghetti strap shirt. I was just like,
Yeah.
wow. And I started Companion like a month ago because I'd rented it and then I fucking forgot to finish it. So my rental ran out. And I was like, I'm not fucking repaying
Yeah.
$5 or $6 for half an hour that I still need to watch. So I
Yeah.
was really happy to find out that it was back on Crave. So I finished that as well. Thoroughly enjoyed it just like you did. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
And then I rented Hard Eyes, which came out this year as well.
Nice.
And man, I had so much fun with that movie. It's like super meta. Like they even reference another movie, like in the real world, like in our world, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa, that's like a huge fucking name drop that they just referenced.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if it's a movie that they mentioned, but just by the, like, I haven't seen a trailer for it, but just like seeing the picture of the villain reminds me of My Bloody Valentine from like the original one.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, kind of a similar movie, I guess, in a sense, but it could definitely be a yearly watch at Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Just a really fun, funny movie
Yeah.
with some great kills. And yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
I definitely recommend checking it out. But yeah, other than that, I haven't done too much. Just some movies. That's about it.
Nice.
All right. Box office. We have one new movie in the top five.
Okay.
So yeah, debuting last weekend that just passed was Claire in the Cornfield. And it's in fifth place with 3.6 million. In fourth place, we have The Accountant 2, which brought in 6.7. And still in third place, a Minecraft movie with 7.6 million. Still in second place, we have Sinners with 22.1 million. Now
Nice.
that movie's making a killing.
It is.
It's at 215 mil
That's
in
wild.
domestic box office. Like, people are loving it. It's awesome. And in first place, we have Thunderbolts, which brought in 32.3.
Nice.
I've heard a lot of people say that this is like the Marvel resurgence. Like, this
That's
is
what
the
I've,
Marvel movie that people
yeah.
have been waiting for.
Yeah, that's all I've been hearing too, so. Kind
I'm
of gets me
kind of,
excited a little bit.
yeah. But like, I don't know anything about the Thunderbolts. From the
Neither.
comics or anything like that. Whenever they first announced it, I was like, what the fuck is this now?
Yeah.
But I mean, apparently it's a hit, so kind of excited to check it out. And I mean, we have David Harbour and Florence Pugh, like, can't really go wrong with them. But yeah, that's it. That's
Nice.
it. What do we have for 4Ks?
4K. All right. So 4Ks, we got The Crazies,
Nice.
Steelbook.
Is that the original or the remake? Can't tell
Looks
from the picture.
like, I think it's the remake.
Okay.
We got Kick Ass,
Nice.
Captain America Brave New World. So hopefully that might be on Disney Plus now. So I might have to check that
Yeah, true.
out. Black Bag. Mickey 17,
Nice.
which I think I pre-ordered it. I forget.
Oh, did you?
But I think I did. Maybe not. I don't know. We got the Mad Max 5 film collection on
Oh,
4K.
baby.
That would, yeah. Even though I already have two of them on 4K, but I feel like,
Just sell those and buy that.
yeah, exactly. Demolition Man,
So good.
classic. Vice Squad, Wanted.
Nice.
That's a pretty sick steelbook.
It is.
The Andromeda Strain and Dune Prophecy, the complete first season.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that show.
Me too, to be honest.
I was gonna ask if you watched it, but
Did not.
apparently not. Huh. I bought the book, like the first book, and it's still sitting
Yeah.
in my car from whenever I
Didn't
bought it.
even make it in your house yet.
No, it didn't.
Like that was a while ago. You had like Giant Tiger or something, didn't
Yeah, I got it for like $6 at Giant Tiger.
you?
I just keep forgetting to bring it in. All right, let's talk about this masterpiece, almost masterpiece.
Yeah.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about the Terminator from 1984. Starting off with the synopsis, a cyborg assassin from the future attempts to find and kill a young woman who is destined to give birth to a warrior that will lead a resistance to save humankind from extinction.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I might have to sneeze. No, it went away. Went away. All right. This was directed by James Cameron, who has done Avatar and Avatar 2, and he's got how like five more on the go? Like
Or
there's
five, yeah.
four or five, yeah.
But I think he's filmed three of them
Yeah.
simultaneously.
Yeah, which is crazy. He did The Abyss, True Lies, Terminator 2. Aliens and Piranha 2.
Random.
Very. And because of Piranha 2, this movie almost didn't get made
Really?
because he lost all of his money, basically. But yeah, he I'd say this movie kickstarted his career. Really
Yeah.
kind of obviously put him in the people's eye.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up the IMDb page. Where is go away? Where is it?
Yeah, the new Avatar comes with this. It looks sick.
Comes it this year?
Yeah, Fire and Ash.
Oh shit.
Pretty sure it's this year. Maybe it's next year.
Yeah, here it is.
No, 2025. Yeah, this year.
Fuck. That's crazy. James Cameron got the idea for the film during post-production of his previous film, Piranha 2, in Rome. Since he had been fired from the production, he had spent the last of his own money on the plane ticket to get there, hoping to at least be involved in the editing process.
Nice.
So, yeah, without food or proper money, he became increasingly sick, went to bed one night with a high fever, and he had a nightmare of a metal endoskeleton emerging from flames, dragging itself over the floor, holding kitchen knives. So when he woke up, he immediately made a drawing of his dream, and then that's where the idea
Huh.
of the dream.
That's cool.
Yeah, kind of wild. So if Piranha 2, if he didn't get fired from that, he might not have made the
Yeah.
Terminator. But anyways, our cast, we obviously have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What movies are he is he in? Is he a well-known actor?
He's a pretty new actor.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's not very well known. He's done some small productions. He's got
Not
this
that
one.
strong either. He's
No.
kind of small.
He's pretty weak. I'm surprised that he got this role, to be honest.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, he played a pregnant man at one point, which is kind of weird. I think he's Danny DeVito's brother too.
Makes sense. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Former kindergarten teacher.
That's true. Yes. Also. Yep. We also have Linda Hamilton, who plays Sarah Connor. Michael Bain plays Kyle Reese. Paul Winfield plays Traxler. And Lance Henriksen played Vukovic.
Yep.
I have three honorable mentions.
Okay.
So we'll see what you have.
I mean, the only one I really had was, I don't know what he's from, just look familiar. Earl Bone Bane, I don't know,
Let's
played
go.
Silberman.
Yep.
Oh, he's actually in another Terminator movie, so I forgot
Yeah.
about that. Yeah.
Same character.
That's pretty much it, though.
That's pretty much it. What about the one other big one?
Oh, I mean, okay, he's in it for like 2 seconds.
Ah, he's still in it. He deserves an honorable
That's
mention.
true. That's true.
Our boy Bill Paxton
Yeah.
with blue spiky hair.
Yeah.
And then I also picked Dick Miller. He played the pawn shop guy who was
Okay. Yeah.
selling the guns to Arnie.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's just like in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay.
So if you're ready, I'm ready.
Alrighty. Well, let's get into this movie.
Yes, sir.
So we got Terminator. Obviously, this is a movie that we both have seen multiple times. Yeah, I mean, I think the first time I watched this, I may have been like 10 or 11, I think.
Fuck, I think I was younger than that.
Or I may even watch Judgment Day before this one.
Yeah, I think I did too. But I remember we were still in like my first house. So I was, yeah, probably like eight, I want to say. Because like my
Yeah.
next door neighbor, I was friends with him and he had two older siblings that had, they like got us into the X-Files and like, they had this on VHS and shit, so we used to always watch all their stuff, but yeah.
And this is like one of the first Blu-rays I think I've purchased, like when I first started collecting movies too. So the movie opens up with in LA in 2029. This is 4 years from now.
4 years from now.
And yeah, it's the war. Basically, the robots taking over the planet, basically. Oh yeah, I'm to have this up. The opening monologue that comes up in the movie. All right, so the machines rose from the ashes of the nuclear fire. Their war to exterminate mankind had raged for decades, but the final battle would not be fought in the future. It would be fought here in our present, tonight.
Dun dun dun.
Du 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 du
Man,
du
it's
du du
honestly
du
the
du.
sickest fucking music in this
It
movie.
is, yeah.
It's so good.
So basic, but
Yeah, it
yeah.
just works.
Yeah. So now, well, the movie takes place in LA in 1984, on May 12th to be exact, which definitely didn't do it on purpose, but was
Yeah,
when, at least I watched it yesterday,
me too.
which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So there's a guy in a garbage truck doing his job. It's like 1 a.m. All of a sudden, this lightning and flashes start happening, and we see the Terminator in all of his naked glory.
Do you see the fucking hog on him whenever he's walking towards the punks?
I mean, I couldn't make it out fully, but it was swinging for sure.
Yeah, he's got a fucking baby arm between his legs, man. That thing was like, I was like, because as we're seeing him, I was just like, I wonder if Arnie's packing. And
Yeah.
then he starts walking. I was like, oh shit, this is the first time I've ever noticed it. And yeah, man, it's like swinging off his kneecaps.
Jesus Christ. So he's going running towards the punks. And we got our boy Bill Paxton. He's got like the short mohawk with like a tire tread tattoo.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing. And they're all laughing at him, and he's just they like say something like Terminator repeats it, and he's like, "Give me your clothes," and they pull their knives and they end up stabbing him. But then he ends up killing Thick Paxton, and the other guy like rips his fucking heart out. Another guy gives up his clothes to Terminator,
Yeah.
and then a second later we see another guy teleport in, and it's Kyle Reese. Now Kyle is a human from the future, whereas Terminator is obviously a what's the name for it? Not a robot, a
Cyborg.
cyborg. Yeah, thank you. Basically, it's a cyborg who has human skin and muscles and can bleed. He's got hair, everything.
Yeah, you basically can't tell that it's not a human
No.
until you start like cutting into it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Or you have a dog.
Or you have a dog.
Yeah.
I'd love to like Arnie's appearance, like with his lightning and shit, like it's so like it's cool. Like he the lightning ball forms and then it goes away and it's just him like kneeling down in that like Atlas pose. And then for Reese, he just like gets dropped out of the sky. Like a boom.
Yeah. And he steals homeless man's pants. Cops chasing after him and runs into the department store. And I don't know if this movie was sponsored by Nike or what the deal was, but every scene where Reese like jumps down or shows up, the camera is just on his shoes.
Yeah.
And it's always the cleanest pairs of Nikes. Like he can have the rattiest clothes on, but his Nikes are just clean as
Yeah,
fuck.
pristine. Yeah.
And that does like the Velcro up. I thought that was
Yeah, it
hilarious.
was sick. I loved it.
He ends up stealing a shotgun, and he is, well, they're both looking for a Sarah Connor. They go in the phone book, and there's, I think, three Sarah Connors. And the real Sarah Connor works at a burger place. We see Arnold steal a car very easily, just fucking rips off the
Yeah.
steering wheel like no problem. He ends up robbing a gun store. The guy he goes to the store and he's looking at a shotgun and he like starts like loading the gun or something like that. Then the guy's like, "You can't do that." He's like, "Yeah, I can." He just fucking shoots the guy.
He goes wrong. Boom. This pawn shop is fucking nuts though, man. Like, I don't know. I've never gone into a gun store in the States, but like, sure, we have shotguns in stores up here. We have like hunting rifles and stuff like that. He is getting a fucking a pistol with a laser sight on it, which I don't think you can get in a store here. And then he buys an Uzi. A fucking Uzi.
I know. So we see Terminator. He pulls up at a house, going up to it, knocks on the door. Lady answers, and he asks her, Sarah Connor? She's like, yeah. Just fucking kicks in the door and just shoots her.
No questions asked.
Yeah, no questions asked. Then we get a flash forward of Kyle in war against the robots. You kind of see that it's like very rundown, robots everywhere. They're shooting people and they're trying to kill the robots. You find out that Ginger is Sarah's roommate. She has a boyfriend named Matt, and Sarah finds out that another Sarah Connor died. So she's like kind of
Because she was at
worried a little
work.
bit. She was out. And then another one I think pops up when she's out at the restaurant by herself because of the TV. She has a iguana named Pugsley, which is a random pet to throw into the movie. But yeah, she was going to go on a double date with Matt and Ginger, but her date called her and basically said, oh, I can't make it. I'll make it up to you. So she leaves to go to a movie and go to eat. And pretty much that guy got Ginger and Matt killed
Yeah, essentially. Because
because they
they stayed
stayed
in.
home. Yeah.
Yep. And
Made some
fucked.
weird ass, sandwiches too.
Man, that sandwich looks so good.
What are you talking about, man?
What?
She grabbed like meat, lettuce, and then she's walking away. There was a fucking banana on it and peanut butter. I was like, what
Oh,
is
was that a
going on?
banana? Okay. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was like, what?
That's weird.
Unless it was
Okay.
like two sandwiches. Maybe she like made one for Matt and one for her.
Maybe she's just really fucking stoned. Like
Possibly.
I'd probably fuck with that sandwich if I was high.
That's true. So Terminator's at Ginger's. He fucks Matt up, and Ginger's like in the kitchen making a sandwich. She has her like her headphones in, listen to her 80s music, just fucking bopping, and she ends up getting killed by and then he hears because he thinks that that's Sarah, which also Sarah, you fucked yourself for the whole movie. Because if he wouldn't have called, left the message, he would have thought that Sarah was dead, right?
Called, left a message, and gave her exact location.
She's not the smartest person, to be honest. She
Oh,
did a
I,
few
yeah.
times in this movie, especially later when she's like, "Oh, mom, I'm not supposed to say it, but okay, I'm at the tiki bar in room 9. Here's the phone
Yeah.
number." It's like, come on.
And it ended up being him just imitating her mom.
Yeah.
Because I think her mom had left a message on her answering machine. So that's how he was able to replicate her voice.
So she is walking on the street and she sees Kyle walking behind her and she thinks that he's the killer that's killing the Sarah Connors. So she dips into a club called like Night Noir or something like that.
Tech Noir, I think it
Tech
was.
Noir. Yeah, that's what it is. So she goes in there and he ends up following her in there, but she does end up getting a hold of Traxler, and she's been trying to call the police department. They're like hanging up on her, putting it on hold. And finally, Traxler is like, no, like, stay there. Don't go in the bathroom. Don't leave. Just stay there till we get the cops there. And she's chilling and she sees Reese and she's like looking at him. And I'll see, you see a Terminator walk in and he just walks by the girl and she's like, hey, he didn't pay. And the bouncer goes up, like puts his hand on his shoulder and just like breaks the guy's arm. Oh man, Arnold's so fucking cool in this
He
movie.
is.
And he's like the bad guy, right?
Is this the only movie we've seen him be the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, in the sequel, he's still like the bad guy, but he's only good because another Terminator's trying to kill him and John, right?
Yeah, I didn't mean in the franchise. I meant like in his career. Like
Oh.
I don't think we've ever seen Arnold as a villain other than this movie. I could be wrong, but
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
because he usually plays like a cop or something, right?
So they're shooting each other up. Reese ends up saving Sarah. He ends up shooting Terminator, but obviously he still gets up, and then Sarah's trying to run away, and he goes up to her and says one of the most legendary lines, "Come with me if you want to live."
So much better when Arnold says it in the sequel, though.
It is,
So much
yeah.
better.
But hey man, Kyle Reese walks so Terminator can run.
That's a fair point. The line is actually in our intro's theme music.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard our theme music, to be honest.
Maybe you should listen to it.
Probably should. Probably
Yeah.
should.
I like it. I think it's pretty sick.
Okay. So he's trying to explain to her why this is all happening. He says that he is a Model 101 Terminator, an upgrade from the previous Terminators. He can't feel pain. Basically, what he said before is a cyborg. It explains to her basically that the defense network computers were the ones that started turning the robots and all this stuff in the first place, which I think became Skynet. And basically a guy named John Connor saved them. It's her unborn son, and obviously the dad is Kyle Reese. Now, did he know that the whole time?
He would have had to.
Because he had the picture of her, right, from the end of the movie.
Yeah, because like it's just him from the future, right?
Yeah.
So he would have had to know that he
Oh,
slept with
yeah.
her.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That'd be so awkward, eh? Just like, yeah, we're gonna spend all this time together. I know that I'm gonna sleep with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it says that John Connor is the one that saved them. And so they end up getting into a underground parking lot. They're hiding it to switch cars, but then Terminator shows up. We get this epic car chase with them. And yeah.
Sorry. I'm backtracking. So Reese comes back to the present time from the future
Yeah.
because John Connor sent him there.
Yeah.
So, like, where was Reese in the original timeline? Because someone would have had to have impregnated her in the first place with John Connor.
Yeah, because Reese was born during not the war, but when everything was happening.
Yeah.
Like Earth wasn't what it was now, it was all rubble and shit.
Yeah. Did we just find a plot hole?
Now you got me thinking.
Because, like, she would have had to have been impregnated originally because John's the one that sent Reese back in time.
Unless in Reese's timeline, the dad is someone else.
But it's still John Connor? Like, because it would be the
Yeah.
other dad's sperm that would impregnate her and grow into John Connor.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, yeah, but you can't have Reese's sperm creating the same person.
But it's a different timeline.
Is it a different timeline?
Because John isn't born yet.
It's just in the
It's
future or in the
still
past.
Sarah's son.
In the sequel, it's still John Connor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look this up later. I have to come back to it.
Yeah.
We'll do a recap in the start of our
Because
next episode.
John dies before the war happens.
How's that possible? John's the one who sends Reese back.
Yeah,
Or do you
he
mean Reese
sends.
dies? No.
No. John sends Reese back to.
During the war.
During this time, the present time, to keep Sarah alive so John is born so he can start the rebel stuff, right?
Yeah, but in the future, if he dies before the war starts, then he's not there to send Reese back.
Thought that he said during the he died during the war.
I don't know. We're gonna
Hold
have to
on
look
one
this up.
sec. Yeah, never mind. He doesn't. Yeah, no. Oh yeah. So they have the car chase with Terminator. They end up crashing the car, and the cops all show up, and they end up arresting Sarah and Kyle, and Terminator gets away. So they get arrested. They're brought back to the station, and Terminator's eye is fucked up. His arm is all fucked up as well. And I think some of these parts really kind of lose points for me.
Okay.
I feel like some of this does not hold up at all. Like the claymation stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it was 84.
I know, but like when where Arnold is like in the bathroom, like taking his eye out. Then it switches to the like really fucking terrible looking
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh my God.
It wasn't great, but I mean, he did what he could back then, but like whenever he opens up his arm and like all the gears and stuff are in there, like I
Yeah.
thought that was sick.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, his face doesn't look great.
No. But then he puts on the sunglasses and I think this look of Arnold is the coolest look of any Arnold, I think, character.
Yeah, I
Like
agree.
the full black with the fucking shades is like so cool. So they're back at the cop station, they're giving her a bulletproof vest, and they're interviewing Kyle Reese to see if he's crazy, and obviously they think he's crazy because he's telling them all the story about that's everything that's happening. But then Arnold shows up at the cop station and we get another legendary line. The cop will let him into the station to see Sarah Connor. And he's just like, okay, I'll be back. And then just drives the car right into the cop station and goes on a fucking killing spree.
Yeah. Okay, so I found a Reddit post that basically asked all the same questions that I just asked. So the top comment says it's a paradox. Kyle will always be John's father, and the T-800 will always lead to the creation of Skynet. It's a closed loop. The events of 1984 take place both before and after the war with Skynet. It's shown at the end of the movie that Sarah has the photo that Reese had in the future. He questioned what she was thinking about in the photo, and it was him. This photograph shows that the events of the movie have already happened before because Reese had that exact same photo in his flashbacks. The intent of that photo is to show the audience that the time travel wasn't changing history, it was merely allowing it to happen as it always has.
Okay.
A deleted scene expanded on this loop more by showing that the factory at the end of the movie was actually Cyberdyne. That's how they got a hold of the T-800's CPU and started development on what would become Skynet. John Connor's existence is tied to Skynet and vice versa. If Skynet never goes back in time, then the T-800 cannot create Skynet and Kyle won't go back in time to protect Sarah and John. If the T-800 succeeds in its mission of deleting John, then its CPU would never be found by Cyberdyne, therefore no Skynet. So it's just a continuous loop of,
Right.
which is kind of crazy
Yeah.
when you think about it. Huh. All right. Well, that explains it somewhat. I want to read up some more on that though.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
interesting.
So yeah, Terminator's just mowing down people left and right. They think it's a terrorist that's in there. Our boy Traxler and Yukovich, they both get killed. Sarah and Kyle get out of there, but they end up running out of gas and they're hiding out under a bridge. And he's kind of telling her about what it was like living there. You get a flash forward of them. Basically, they have to stay underground by day and then move around at night. and you see people living in squalor. There's like they need to like identify themselves before they go in there. And Reese is looking at the picture of Sarah at the end of the movie, like you just said. And then a Terminator ends up getting into the base, not Arnold, but a different Terminator. And he does mows people down. Yeah. And then Sarah wakes up and says that she was having that dream about the dogs. Now they get to a hotel. Like we mentioned before, Arnold ends up killing Sarah's mom and pretending to be her. And Sarah tells him basically where she is. Then Reese gets back and he brought back a whole bunch of supplies. They're making nitroglycerin, which he says he learned how to make as a kid, and they're making a bunch of pipe bombs. Then they have sex together, even though they just met, and she absolutely hated him and was terrified of him just less than 24 hours ago. Yeah, so Terminator is tracks them down, and we get another epic car chase with Terminator on a motorcycle, and they're in a truck. Reese is throwing pipe bombs off it, trying to hit Terminator. They end up running him off the road. The truck crashes, and then Terminator gets crushed by a gas tanker. Ends up stealing the gas tanker and is chasing Sarah and Reese through the street.
It's just a wild series of events.
It is,
Yeah. I love that this scene essentially comes back in T2 as well.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Yeah, like
Except like
John.
roles reversed,
Like
kind of.
John's on his dirt bike and the Undertaker, Jesus Christ, the Terminator. He's on his big like fucking Harley and then the T is the T1000? Yeah, the T1000's in the big fucking tanker truck.
So he's chasing after Sarah, and then John ends up, or sorry, Kyle ends up throwing the pipe bomb into like the back of the truck, hops in a garbage dumpster, and then Sarah's like, I don't know, 20 feet in front of the tanker running away. And I don't know how she doesn't get killed by this explosion, but anyway,
Gotta progress the movie, man.
yeah, that's true. Tanker blows up. They think that they killed Terminator. We see a guy on fire for like 15 seconds, just like, I was like, holy shit. It's definitely a real guy on fire. They think that he's dead, but then we see the Terminator, cyborg version of the Terminator, rise up and start chasing after them.
I love the look of it too. Like it's all stop motion, but it looks
I
so
did too.
good.
I like this version of like the stop motion. I thought it was really cool.
And like all of the future like the airplanes and the tanks and shit, like they're all stop motion.
Yeah. Hey, question. Do you think the bad guy, the RoboCop,
It could be, man.
was
It could be because that robotic cop thing that they had looks an awful lot like the robots that we see
Skynet?
in the future war. It's kind of crazy. Imagine that if they did a fucking crossover.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick. Would it be good Terminator or bad Terminator? Like Terminator versus RoboCop?
Probably, yeah, I think you have good versus good.
Yeah. All right. Let's pitch
So
it.
the cyborg is chasing them into this kind of robotic factory. They end up blocking the thing, and Reese is like fucked up, and he's like, "Oh, leave me here." And Sarah's like, "Oh, get up, soldier! Like, get up!" Like going like full like combat mode. So she ends up dragging him up, and then run up on this like staircase, and the cyborg's chasing after them, and is fighting with Reese, and then Reese tells her to run away, and he shows her the pipe bomb. He like sticks the pipe bomb in the cyborg's ribs. and then blows up the cyborg, and I think Reese dies here, right?
Yeah, he does.
And Sarah thinks that, you know, it's done, but the cyborg is still alive. It just has no legs, and it's chasing after her. She ends up going through this, like, I don't know, compressor thing, and ends up crushing it in, I don't know, this compressor type thing.
That's like a hydraulic press.
Yeah, exactly.
So this obviously closes that timeline loop, right?
Yeah.
Because Reese dies, the Terminator dies.
Yeah.
So I guess like this is like a fucking Happy Death Day, Freaky Friday sort of thing, right? Like they keep
Yeah.
going back in the future and
Yeah.
finally they get the result that they
Yeah,
want, I guess.
because Reese says earlier in the movie, because she asks him, like, or maybe the interrogator asks him, like, so can you go back? Like, how do you get back? And he says, like, it's a one-way trip, like, for me and the Terminator, right? There's no way for them to get back to the future. So now it is November 10th. You see that Sarah is in Mexico now. She's pregnant. She has the dog with her, and she is making a recording for John. She's been unsure of telling him about everything that's happened, but she decides that she's going to tell him, I think. And then we see a kid come up to her and take her picture. And then he's like, oh, it's 5 pesos or whatever. And she's like, I'll give you 4. And then gives her the picture. And it's the picture that Reese had in the future.
So see, this is where it doesn't make sense again. One of the questions that she's like contemplating in her mind is whether she should tell John about Reese, right? Like what you
Yeah.
just said. And whether or not it'll affect his decision to send Reese back in time.
Yeah.
Reese is already dead.
Yeah.
So how the fuck is he gonna
Yeah.
send him back in time in this
Yeah.
timeline?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I don't get it.
I feel like, see, this is the big problem I have with The Matrix as well. Like, this movie and The Matrix, unreal movies. But every time I watch it, I always have no idea what the fuck is going on. I always have questions. It's like The Matrix. It's like, okay, what the fuck is going on? You know?
This is the first time I've ever questioned this movie, though. Like, this is the first time I've ever like kind of fucking clued in
Yeah.
that none of this makes any sense.
Yeah.
I still love it, don't get me wrong, I still think it's a fucking phenomenal movie, but like I have questions
Yeah.
and I need to do a deep dive and try and figure it out.
But yeah, that's the way the bullets fly.
There you go. All right, how did you rate this movie?
I stuck with my original rating I gave for this in the past. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think it is a fantastic movie. The action is amazing. I think the acting is great. Like, Arnold is fantastic in it. The story, I mean, obviously very pretty confusing for us, but I still like the idea of it. It's cool. Thought the soundtrack was awesome. Just a classic movie. So 4 to 5. And the last time I watched this was in 2022. So
Me
it's been a few
too.
years.
For me, I had my last watch in 2022, I gave it a 4. This watch, I bumped it up to a 4.5.
Okay.
But with this whole timeline thing, I might bump that back down to a 4. Just because like it leaves it like I don't know if it's plot holes, I don't know what it is, if we're just stupid and we're not cluing into something, but yeah, this episode has created more fucking questions than it's given answers, so I don't know. Yeah, I think I might go back down to a 4 for
Okay.
this. I still think it's a great movie. I still love like almost every aspect of this fucking movie. I think like you said, the soundtrack is so good. It's so basic, but it works so well. And I think like this movie was revolutionary for its time. Like
Yeah.
They had never
Yeah.
seen anything like this before.
No.
And to think that it came to James Cameron just from a dream,
Yeah.
that's crazy. And not to mention, like, it spawned one of the greatest action franchises ever. Like,
Yeah.
not every movie is great,
No.
but as a whole, like, this is a
Yeah.
pretty fucking awesome franchise.
Yeah. And like, what was the, was this the movie that put Arnold on the map?
No, he had already done Conan.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Conan really?
I think he was pretty popular back in the day. He do back then.
I mean, Terminator was his first big movie.
Was it? What about Hercules in New York? Yeah, I guess, yeah, Conan was 1982, The Barbarian, and The Destroyer was 84. Terminator was 84. Yeah, and then he did Commando, Raw Deal, Predator, The Running Man, Red Heat, Twins, Total Recall, Kindergarten Cop. Like, he went on a fucking run. And
Yeah.
then T2 was 91. And then, yeah, Last Action Hero, True Lies, Eraser, Jingle All the Way. Yeah. Yeah, I guess like Conan was pretty popular, but it didn't have the ratings that Terminator had.
Right.
So yeah, I guess like he was known, but he wasn't like A-list, I don't think yet.
No.
So yeah, I guess we could say that it turned him into an A-list actor. Yeah. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see how they scored it. For the critics' consensus, I think Sarah turned the air conditioning on. I was like, what the fuck is that noise? Sorry. So the critics' consensus, with its impressive action sequences, taut economic direction, and relentlessly fast pace, it's clear why the Terminator continues to be an influence on sci-fi and action. So based on that, what do you think the critics?
93,
I'm gonna blow your mind.
99.
This movie is 100%.
Wow, I figured T2 was like 98, 99.
Actually, I'm not going to say it because I'm sure we're going to do
That's
an
true, yeah.
episode on it. Okay. Surprising. Yeah, 100% on 73 reviews for
Okay.
top critics and all critics, like both sides. It was fucking
Yeah.
the same. Audience score was an 89% on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 4.2 out of 5 or an 8.4 out of 10.
Okay.
This is their first 100%.
Probably not.
No?
On this podcast or
Yeah, on this one.
probably.
Yeah, because Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was high. Fury Road was high. The Rock was high, but it's not 100%.
No.
Anyways, yeah. Pretty well-received movie. What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3.9 out of 5. We already said our scores. Our buddy Alan gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 4 out of 5. Nathan, From How We Suffer, gave it a 4 out of 5. Let's see. There's a lot of them. I don't know if any of our other friends. Jensen, 3.5. The Screaming Cinema, 4 to 5. That's it.
Lots of fours.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Are you ready for our
cunning stunts?
Right. How did you rate the stunts in this one?
I'll give the stunts a 6 out of 10. I just think the choreography is done really well. The car chases are fantastic. The gun scenes are great. And it spawned arguably the greatest action star to ever live.
Yeah.
No, debatable. And then also Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, she's only really known for the Terminator movies, but I mean, she's a pretty big deal, especially after T2.
T2, man, like, holy shit, dude. Did she ever crank that up to 11? She was nuts.
So, and I'm surprised, like Michael Biehn, like I feel like he, I don't know why he didn't really become kind of bigger movie star. Like he's in the new Predator TV series, which is pretty exciting. But like I thought he was fantastic in this movie as well. Like, I mean, he has done a lot of older action movies, but
Yeah, like he was in, he's been in like most of James Cameron's movies. Like he was in Aliens, The Abyss. He has a lot of roles, but they're like not huge roles.
Kind of like he's like a character actor.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of it seems like low budget kind of shitty movies.
Well, he was in Cherry Falls.
Also in the Grindhouse movies.
Favorite stunt? I'll go with the car chase after the underground parking lot. I just thought Arnold, like in the other lane, just fucking firing at them, like not looking where he's driving, and they're just shooting back. And just that whole car chase, I thought was done really well. Stunt I would like to try. How about being Terminator, driving the motorcycle, trying to dodge the pipe bombs coming out of the back of the truck?
All right, that works.
Go with that. What would you?
My stunts, I gave it a 5 out of 10. And it's really the cut, like the chase scenes that are kind of bumping it up a little bit. 'Cause like we have gunfights and shit, but they're nothing spectacular or like anything groundbreaking. But yeah, like you mentioned, the chase scenes, like on the motorcycle and the tanker and everything, like it just, everything's really well done. And it seems like very realistic, the way that it was shot, the way that like everything was happening. I feel, which leads me into my favorite stunt, which is the same as what you said. I feel like we're kind of limited on what we can say for a
Yeah,
favorite stunt in this movie.
that's fair.
Because I mean, it's either a chase scene or it's a gunfight. So whichever one you want to
That's
choose.
fair.
Stunt I would want to try. Like, I don't know. Yours was good. I don't know. I really don't know. It's, I'll be the Terminator too, but I'll be fucking people up. Like whenever he throws Matt around that apartment and then he's fighting the punks, and I don't know. You just feel badass.
All right.
Big and strong.
You just want a big dong, that's all.
That too, yeah. That's the stunt I want. There. Give me a fucking 10-inch hanger. All right. So it is time for me to pick my movie. I've been going back and forth on this because you picked a banger, so I feel like I need to pick a, and I had like three that I was kind of toying with. One's gonna kick off a whole other franchise, so I don't know if I want to do that, but I kind of do. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. 1989's Batman.
Oh, shit. About time.
Right? I really want to pick your brain on some things with the whole Batman movie universe. So I want to finally do that.
All right.
So, yeah, come back in 2 weeks. We'll be talking about 1989's Batman
Nice.
with Michael Keaton.
I just rewatched the Batman movies
Did
too.
you?
No,
I can pick something else.
it's fine.
I
I'm gonna
forgot that you
watch it.
rewatched all of
Oh, that
those.
was last August, so we're good.
Oh, that's long enough ago. Almost a year.
Jesus Christ, holy fuck.
Right. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at Podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a message. And like, honestly, if you're listening to this episode and you have feedback on this whole time loop thing and want to call us out on some bullshit, or like if you have ideas or explanations or anything like that, feel free to shoot us a message, because I really want to get a grasp on it, because I want to make it make sense. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.